Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this objection, which says that the Quran at one instance says that the sun is moving in its orbit, whereas we know from science, as people say, that the sun is stationary. So if science says that the sun is stationary and the Quran says that the sun is moving in its orbit, so how can there be any conformity between these two statements? So this has got to be a scientific error in the Quran. Now, first of all, before I attempt to clarify this misconception or the seeming contradiction, let me first read out the verse to you, which says what our objectors generally say. The verse is verse 40 of Surah Yasin, the 36th Surah. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْكَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. A translation of this verse is, it is not permitted to the sun to catch up the moon, nor can the night outstrip the day. Each moves along its own orbit. So this translation, of course, leads us to the conclusion that the sun is also moving in its orbit. So how can the sun be moving in its orbit when science says that it is stationary? Now, first of all, it needs to be clarified that a very correct and a precise translation of these words, وَكُلُّن فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ, would mean each of them is moving in its prescribed path. So this path could be of a different nature as well. The fact is that since people generally translate the word وَكُلُّن فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ, or this verse, as each of them moves in its own orbit, the word orbit causes this confusion that the sun is perhaps moving in an orbit. Now, the fact of the matter is that the verse should actually be and correctly be translated as that each of them is moving along its prescribed path. Now, we know, and there's absolutely no contradiction in this from science, and science itself says that the solar system of which the sun is a part, it is moving around, or it is revolving around the center of our galaxy, which is the Milky Way. So the sun, along with its planets, they form a solar system. And now this solar system is moving as a whole. It is revolving around the center of our galaxy, which is the Milky Way. So by this, the Quran is actually telling us that each of these heavenly bodies is following its prescribed path. And the prescribed path for the sun, of course, if the translation is the word orbit, this would be perhaps a misleading translation and would lead us to conclude that the sun is also moving in an orbit. The fact is that the word orbit might cause confusion, the correct translation would be that each of these heavenly bodies is moving in its prescribed path. And this prescribed path, as I said, if we study science, is that the sun, along with its planets, which form the solar system, the whole solar system is moving or revolving around the center of our galaxy, which is the Milky Way. So this is what this verse is actually saying. And of course, if we view it like this, there is no contradiction in this verse. There is no contradiction between what the Quran states and what science states. Moreover, it needs to be understood that this particular verse has actually occurred in a context. And that is that the Almighty is telling us, the Quran is telling us, that all these heavenly bodies and these elements like the night and the day and the sun and the moon, they are in the control of the Almighty. They come and go at specific times. And their reins are in the hands of the Almighty. And this shows that there is a superior being controlling them. So primarily this verse has occurred in this context. However, since in this context, it also states a scientific fact, and that has caused confusion in many minds. It was necessary here that it should be clarified that the verse "Kullun fi falakin yasbahun" actually refers to the fact that the sun is moving in its prescribed path along with the moon as well, and this prescribed path of the sun is actually referring to the fact that the sun, along with the planets which form the solar system, they, as a whole, as a collectivity, are revolving around the center of our galaxy, which is the Milky Way. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.